Yes.
Well.
Okay, it started.
No.
Call to order. A declaration of conflict of interest. If you have a conflict of interest, you will need to declare that conflict prior to any discussion of the agenda item and excuse yourself from the vote on the issue. Roll call. Mr. Fry?
Present.
Mr. Fry?
I think you meant Mr. Fino.
Mr. Fino?
Present.
Mr. Fry?
Present.
Mr. Rebel?
Present.
Ms. Rowe?
Present and no conflict.
Okay, and Roger Lance, Chairman, present. Do you have a conflict?
No, I do not have. Mr. Fry does not have a conflict.
Mr. Fry, Mr. Fino, you have a conflict?
No, I do not.
Mr. Rebel?
No conflict.
Okay. Okay, let's do the Pledge of Allegiance.
I'd like to lead the Pledge of Allegiance. There's one thing I'd like to say before we start. It's been pointed out to me in English that it's one nation under God. There is no pause. So if you would proceed that way, I'd appreciate it. If you forget, just practice it. Thank you very much. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, on the consent agenda, there are no items, so we'll proceed on to number five. Item number five on the agenda is the approval of the minutes from October 16th, 20th, November 20th, November 27th, December 3rd, December 6th, 2012. We'll vote on each of the minutes separately. Do I have a motion to approve the minutes on the meeting on October 16th?
So approved.
Do we have a second? No second, so I guess that went down. It does not carry. Do I have a motion to approve the minutes of the meeting on November 20th, 2012?
So approved.
Do I have a second? No second. Does not carry. Do I have a motion to approve the minutes of the meeting on December 3rd, 2012? Do I have a second?
I approve.
Excuse me, November 3rd, or do you refer to November 27th?
November 27th. Okay, we have a second. All in motion of the approval. Raise your hand.
Do we have a second?
Yeah, she did. Okay.
No, she made the motion.
Oh, you made the motion. Do we have a second? No second. Does not carry. Do I have a motion to approve the minutes of the meeting on December 3rd?
I move to approve the minutes on December 3rd.
Do we have a second? Nope, that one goes down. Do I have a motion to approve the minutes of the meeting on December 6th, 2012?
Can I ask a question about that one?
Yes.
Okay. Under D, discussion and vote on the number of AFTA conference attendees. Okay, Mr. Lance said only the members of the board and the employees of the fire district will have their fees paid for by the fire district. Okay, then further down, Mr. Fry said regarding extending the invitation to another individual, they feel would benefit that the fees would be covered by the district as well. Those two comments are totally in opposition. Does one of you want to cancel that? Of course, it's not going to be approved, so who cares?
Trying to find where you were at.
This one?
The other one on this, on the...
And then down here, regarding this.
That was on
December 6th.
Yeah, this one you want to drop.
Third is...
That was...
Because Mr. Lance said that nobody goes but the fire department and the board of... And the board, and then down here, Mr. Fry wants to just take one more person.
Point of order.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
No.
Oh, I beg your pardon. Never mind.
That comment, Mr. Chairman, may I?
Yes.
That comment was made by Mr. Fry for agenda item B, number 4, on filling the board support position. I believe he was wanting to make sure that if we have a board support person, to get that person also enrolled in the active class.
Mm-hmm, at no charge to them.
Right.
But to us.
To the district.
Mm-hmm. Now we're back to approving it on December 6th. I so approve.
Okay, do we have a second? No second. So that does not carry.
Sorry, but why are we not seconding the minutes? What's the big deal, people?
Well, the...
I mean, we were all there.
On the first three, we weren't. This board did not take office until the 3rd of December.
Should have made other arrangements then. Mm-hmm.
It wasn't for lack of trying.
Okay, our next item is the call to the public.
Wait a minute. What? You were there for the December 6th meeting. Why don't you vote on that one? Yes or no?
Well, that's all over the dam now, Candace. We're on to other business, but it went down.
So I can't have a reason as to why you're not voting? At least you could say no.
No, we just aren't voting on those. We moved on. The motion was shot down.
Okay,
before we go on to call to the public, I'd like to remind the body public and the board up here that there is some information you need refreshed before we go into comments from the public. Limitations of discussion. No board member shall be allowed to speak more than once until all the board members have had an opportunity to speak. No person shall be allowed to speak for more than 3 minutes without approval of the chairman. The second item is good conduct. Rules of good conduct shall apply to the board members and the citizens of the district. Any person, board member or citizen, making offensive, personal, impertinent, or slanderous remarks, or who become boisterous during the meeting, will be asked to leave and will be barred from returning to that particular meeting. Stamping of feet, yells, whistles, similar demonstrations should not be permitted. In order to assure good conduct, the board may, at its discretion, request that a member of Cochise County Sheriff's Office be present at board meeting. That is from the bylaws in 2008, and they're still in effect. So I just wanted to pass that on. Okay, this is called to the public. I have a list of who wants to speak. Okay, consideration, discussion of comments and complaints from the public. Those wishing to address the Sunsize Pierce Fire District Board need not request permission in advance. The Fire District Board is not permitted to discuss or take action on any item raised in the call to the public. ARS 38.431.01 with an H on the end of it. However, individual board members may be permitted to respond to criticism directed to them. Otherwise, the board may direct the staff to review the matter or that the matter be placed on a future agenda. The Fire District Board cannot discuss or take legal action on any issue raised during the call to the public due to restrictions of the open meeting law. Okay, our first speaker is Mr. Ray Hooker.
Mr. Chairman, my name is Ray Hooker. And the public elected this board to lead and direct the operation of our fire district. It is a well-known fact that there are a number of important issues that the board needs to address. It is unfortunate that Mr. Fino, a newly elected board member and past chairman of the board, has seen fit to disrupt the efforts of the board in its efforts to address these issues. At the last three meetings, Mr. Fino has been out of order numerous times and constantly interrupts other board members in their efforts to address the issues at hand in an orderly and organized fashion. The disruption has made it almost impossible to discuss agenda items. This has wasted the board's time and the public's patience. As a concerned citizen, I urge you to control Mr. Fino's interruptions through the use of any legal method possible so that the board may conduct the board's agenda.
Thank you, sir. Okay, Louise Lance? Nope. Okay, Ellen Clugston? You're going to hold? Okay. Okay, that's the only ones on the agenda list. You see any more here? Okay. On to the next agenda. Next is the Fire Chief's report to be presented by Chief Paul Peterson. Review and discuss.
All right, for the month of November, we had 28 EMS calls, 23 of them in the district, 5 of them out of district, 12 transports, 1 flyout, 13 refusals to public assist, 1 rollover, and 1 mutual aid with Alfreda, as well as 1 dead on arrival. We had 6 fire calls, 5 in district, 1 out of district, 1 brush fire, and the rest were public assist, whether it be e-calls or snake removal, something like that. Brings the total at the end of November to 458 runs for the year. Excuse me. For training, the new training schedule has been developed and implemented. Crews are now required to complete daily, weekly, monthly, and quarterly drills, training assignments, as well as classroom lectures. Before, we were doing monthly trainings and some various trainings on shift on a monthly basis, but not broke down on a weekly basis. Nothing new to report on the hazmat response team, the hazmat response guidelines committee, and or the wildland response guidelines committee, and nothing new to report on the hazmat team. As far as maintenance goes, the only recent issue we've had is with the command truck. It's got what is known, I guess, as the Dodge Death Wall. It's a joyous term. What happens is the whole front end will come up off the ground, so we're only using it for just driving around the village here, and that's it.
Which number is that?
That's the command truck, the truck I drive. So it is only being used to drive back and forth from the station and whatnot to keep the engines out of the cold at night. We have parts coming in for that. They hopefully should be in tomorrow. The problem with the death wobble is it could be one of about 100 different things. And we're going off of what the Dodge techs recommend that we replace in that order. So we've done shocks, we've done the dampener. The bushings should be in tomorrow, and hopefully the bushings will be the last item. But we won't find out until we test drive it and find out.
If you think that the bushings would be the last item, what do you think the total cost may wind up being approximately?
After the bushings, $250, and it's all been done in-house. I don't even know what the parts total is, and that's for the shocks, the dampener, and the bushings.
Okay.
Other than that, as far as maintenance goes, almost every unit we have, including the pumps, are going to be up for oil changes soon. So all of the parts are getting ready to be ordered for that, oil filters, oil. I don't have a total on that yet. We just finished, are continuing to close out the VFA grant from last year. The hose, the fittings, the PPV fan, which is the positive pressure ventilation fan, and gas detector have all been ordered and they've all been received. We've got in the reimbursement request to the state. Just to refresh your guys' memory, this was the 50-50 grant that was accepted last year, about this time last year, actually. And we have until the end of this month to get everything closed out or face a penalty. We're now closed out, so all of our paperwork is done. So now we're just waiting for the check of roughly $5,200 to be sent back to us. Other than that, for communications, we received a notice from the IRS that the lien has now been removed. And we received a phone call today that we may receive additional refunds on all the abatements and whatnot.
They give any estimate of the amount?
He didn't give anything to me. Okay, so no estimate.
Okay. You said additional. Have we received some refunds?
Correct. We have received $3,000 in refund.
Even?
$3,003, and then we had a check for $3.17 of interest that they reimbursed us.
I can't write that fast.
Pardon me?
I can't write that fast. $3,003?
Yes.
And some pennies?
$3.27.
$3.27. And what was the other one?
$3,003.18. And the total abatements came to $22,592.06.
No, no, I didn't want the whole abatement. You said we're going to receive a possible another refund check. How much?
Yep. Let me know. He usually calls me first thing in the morning.
Do you have an idea what that might be?
He did not give an estimate. He wasn't even positive that we would receive extra, but he's pretty sure we will. He's just not sure how much.
How much money of the grant money have we used?
Money, we've used $5,200 plus the shipping and taxes.
None on the truck total for the year?
Total for the year is $5,200 plus a $1,600. So stand by one.
68.
Yes, thank you. Roughly 6,800. Actually, I think it's 6,693.
And how much was our grant for?
The grant was for $10,400. Our portion of that was $5,200. However, that grant does not cover taxes
I understand.
Or shipping costs. I understand. So that's what the additional money.
So how much is left on the grant?
The grant's now done.
Okay.
We have no other grants outstanding.
We have no other grants, but any government agency whatsoever.
Correct.
Okay. I'm not through. I have several questions. I have several questions. Is that all? No, I have some more questions for the chief. Have you, let's see if I find my questions here. Let's see, where is it? In your contract, it states that under the contract that I have, under Section G, that you are to provide a monthly routine budget. Have you done that, or have you ever done that?
I have never done that.
Is there any particular reason why?
My understanding, and I'd have to pull my contract to read it, but I believe it states that I won't exceed spending of the monthly routine budget, but I've never been given a monthly routine budget to not exceed or exceed it.
From my understanding in the contract, it states that you're supposed to prepare the monthly routine contract under Section G of your contract, that you are supposed to prepare that budget.
Let's see, supervise the purchase of all materials, supplies, equipment. Okay, employees shall have spending authority not to exceed the district's approved monthly routine budget. The district may increase or decrease the employee's spending authority at its sole discretion as it deems appropriate.
Okay. So how do you base your spending on? each month?
I've never been given a limit, so my spending is the budget. I don't exceed the budget.
Okay.
Several times for...
Okay, we'll work on that. I also have a copy out of the AFTA book. If you'd like me to give it to you, I will. There's two pages. The first page is the first one I'd like to give you, and this is just for personal information. And I make sure you're aware of this. It's from ARS 48805-D, and it's the limit of indebtedness. And it basically gives us an outline of what we can budget and what we cannot budget. Somebody mind handing that to the chief, please? Thank you, Louise. Just so he has a copy. The second page I'll address in just a minute. And just from my review of that, it basically says we are extremely limited to how much money we can spend. We can only budget what we actually have. We cannot budget money on projected income, such as ambulance services, wildland services, etc. In reviewing the budget, I see that our personal services exceed our, if you will, guaranteed monies by $30,000 plus, which means everything that we take in on tax base goes to employee services. I understand that the previous board did approve the budget. However, I do believe they did it in error according to ARS. If I'm wrong, I'll certainly apologize. So in stating that, even though we have a budget that you are operating under, I would appreciate it if you would really conserve spending on any item. Just because the money is there, I'm asking you to think twice about it because it does place us in jeopardy. Would you do that for me, please? Okay.
Excuse me, just...
I'm still addressing the chief.
Sorry.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, but I feel this is going outside the scope of the agenda, Chairman.
Mr. Fino?
Chairman, this is going outside the scope of the agenda.
The board does have the right to converse with the fire board or fire department.
And fire chief.
Fire chief.
This is item number 7, fire chief's report. Review and discuss, and that's only the fire chief's report. That's going outside the agenda.
I'm discussing the chief's authority concerning money. I'm going to continue.
I just wanted to go on record.
Very well.
Thank you.
I just gave you that information to let you aware, make sure you're aware of our budget and where we think we're at to control our spending, because I do feel we're going to be in a lot of trouble. The only reason I'm asking you to do this is because I do not want to restrict you. If you need something, you have to go get it. I do understand that. If money is starting to be spent more than we can really afford, we would have to exercise that portion of the contract. And I don't want to do that. I want you to understand that. I don't want to do that if I don't have to. Because I also understand there's some items purchased that I think we probably could have held off on. I'll address that later. The second page of the piece of paper I gave you also is out of our AFTA book, and it has to do with your reports. I'm reading your reports here, and it makes it look like you've done an awful lot. I think some of it is overlapping one another. In other words, several items all were with the same one particular incident or another. The second is a sample a sample report. Would you, for the board, in your reports, put a format together? You don't have to use this exact one, that more details your calls and what happened at that call. And the reason I would like you to do this, it will allow the board to assess the needs of the district as far as equipment in the future or purchases or non-purchases from requests that we get. Could you, I
I don't think it would be that much of a burden for you to do, and it's pretty simple. I'm just asking you to do that.
Do you have specifics on the information you're looking for?
I am not asking for personal information. I'm asking, if you look at this, it just basically says where you went, what you did, if there's a fire, if there's an accident, it took this many vehicles. If you look at this report, it'll tell us what equipment we're utilizing, we're not utilizing, how much manpower we're utilizing or not utilizing. And it'll help us to budget money in the future much better if we have more information. The board needs as much information to make intelligent decisions. And the more you can provide for us without interfering with your day-to-day operations, but this is just something that would be very beneficial to the board. Would you do that for us in the future?
I will. I'll come up with a format.
Please. We can tweak it, and can you give me kind of a time when you would have a format for me?
I could have something together in the next week. It's coming up on Christmas, probably the week after Christmas.
Say, Christmas, New Year's, that's kind of a funny week. Say somewhere around, you can have something for me by the 29th?
Yeah, I should probably have something for you next week, but...
Well, I'm going to hold you to that. I understand. You never know what's going to happen. Thank you very much, Chief.
Question for the chairperson, please.
Yes. Go ahead. I may not be finished. Oh. Go ahead.
If this is information for the board, I feel that this has to be an agenda item for the board to review, discuss, and then possibly vote. Doing this for one board member for the board exceeds one board member's limit. It exceeds their one vote.
He's questioning the chief over his report.
He's asked the chief to help with the board. So far, I only heard from one individual. That's I haven't right. heard from the board. This is why I feel it needs to be an agenda item to review and discuss and possibly vote
right.
on certain things
you like
that the chief would
make
like
a motion
to.
On that, Mr. Fino?
I'd just like to clarify.
No, it goes outside. I'm trying to steer it back to the agenda item. The agenda item is the fire chief's report and only the fire chief's report.
This is an agenda.
We need to agendize items rather than request items for one individual.
This is okay, Mr. Fino. That's enough.
I'm sorry. It's not enough. I have the floor.
No, you don't.
I have the floor. I have asked to speak to the chairperson. He accepted my comment. You can't even come close to telling me to stop speaking. I'm a board member here.
Mr. Pino, you are out of order.
I am not out of order. I'm still continuing to speak. If you feel I'm out of order, you take this tape recording down to the county attorney, the attorney general, and the ombudsman,
Mr.
and ask
Pino,
them what you feel.
Cease or you may leave this meeting.
No, I will not leave this meeting. You are out of order. How dare you?
Can I clarify?
You're one vote, Mr. Chairman. You're not a board.
I am the chairman of
you
the board.
You are one vote in this chair. You, the chair of the board. You are totally out of order.
Mr. Fino,
does anybody else support, or does anybody else support me, or do they all want to?
What?
Ms. Candy Roll does support me. Does anybody else support me?
Point of order. This meeting needs to stay civil. We should not be raising our voices amongst each other.
Go ahead.
And Mr. Fry has some valid points to discuss with the chief on his reports, on the formats of the reports.
He's asking for board help without asking the board.
No, not.
He's saying, well, this information...
He's asking for clarification of his...
That will benefit the board. He hasn't discussed this with the board. Again, I would say he's only one vote. We have five votes here. Not one, not two, but five
That's
votes.
That's enough, Mr. Fino. You've made your point.
So I still feel we need to stay back on the agenda. If there are any comments that we need to, this should be on the agenda for the next meeting. Discuss and vote with possible different items to put on the report.
Then
the
you
report.
Write it up and submit it to the chair, and we will consider it on the next agenda.
Thank you.
I am finished with my comments.
Thank you.
Question.
Thank you. Wait a minute, Candace. Okay, Candace.
I'd like to make a comment about what Mr. Fry said. If it hadn't have been for the chief, this firehouse would have been gone. For the past 2 years, he has watched every penny we've had to spend or that we get in. So he's been very conscious of our budget, and he's put down a lot of time correcting any problems that happened in the past. And as you can see now, we are getting money back from the IRS. So, and that's, that between him and Jill have done that. So don't make light of the chief's spending, because he's very conscientious of it.
Good.
Can I continue?
Thank you, Kenneth.
May I continue?
Yes,
Mr. Chair. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just one comment. And the chief, the reason I'm asking this is it will help me as the treasurer track the money, which I feel that it's my position to do. I accepted the responsibility. I'll do it to the best of my ability. I'm not trying to interfere with what you're doing. This will help me track money and keep what's going on. That's not trying to be interfering or offensive. And I'm just asking for your help to help me, to help you. Okay? Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Also, a couple of other things that do go along with your reports on the equipment. There's a couple of other agenda items that I spoke to you on the 12th about concerning logs and stuff in your reports.
I'm sorry.
Can you work on that also?
I couldn't hear you. Concerning what? I couldn't hear you.
Logs on equipment and stuff. And you can, if you can do that at the 12th or on the 30th, the same, we agreed on the 30th?
No,
29?
That one was going to take some time.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If you can work on that a little bit for me, too, I appreciate it. Just to make the board aware that what I'm trying to do as far as the treasurer is concerned and to help you.
And just to refresh my memory, you were looking for the unit log with the mileage and what?
Yeah, we want the mileage, dates, and times and purpose at that vehicle.
Training recommendations with approximate costs?
Work on a format that you're comfortable with. And you're comfortable with me having, just so we can kind of keep track of our fuel and expense costs on the vehicles.
Okay. Yeah.
On your report.
That one's not a problem.
Yeah.
That,
right.
That one's actually done waiting at the station.
Yeah. I appreciate it, Chief.
You had also mentioned you wanted a training log.
I didn't say anything about. Did I say training log?
Yeah. And that's why I needed clarification on what exactly you were looking for on the training.
Shoot, I slept since we talked. if you think what it was, or if I think what it was, we'll discuss it at the station. Thank you. Thank you. But I do want you to be aware of the ARS statutes, and if you'll read them, you'll see why I have concerns if they're not a concern, and it'll help you in your reports and stuff.
No, and I do understand. I can tell you, as far as the budget goes, that was also approved by the county.
Exactly. And the Board of Supervisors. Yeah, but I'm just saying, help us to help you. Thank you very much. I don't think I have any more questions right now.
Do you have any more questions?
Yes, I have one more question for the chief.
Yeah.
Under communications, I noticed there's other communications from you, chief, concerning the Ms. Gray at the Arizona State Library Division of Record Management.
Yeah, that was an email I passed out right before the meeting. I sent it out this afternoon. I didn't know if anybody had a chance to read it yet, so I brought it to for you guys to read. It's just from Ms. Gray at Records Management, stating that before the board, she's requesting that before the board does any action on the agenda items for the record, any of the record management stuff, that you guys sit with her, along with Jill and myself. She wants to do a training with everybody so everybody's on the same page, everybody has the same information, and nobody's jumping to the conclusions that there seems to be jumping to. She also wanted me to let everybody know that nobody's going to jail, nobody's getting fined, nobody's getting arrested or anything else. But she really thinks that the board needs some training on this information. She said that there was a meeting set up on the 17th of January. That has been canceled. She wanted me to relay that as well. And she'd like to set up a teleconference with the board much sooner. So that's something I'd like to sit sometime this evening, if we can set a date and a time so we can set that up. She's also been extremely bombarded by emails, phone calls from board members and others, and she's requesting that stop immediately, or she's just going to stop answering the phone. She's got a lot of stuff on her plate. She wants to speak with only one person. She's requested that be me, but that's up to you guys on who you'd like to put, but she is going to be our one and only contact for the state as far as records management goes.
Okay, question, Chief. Does she write down the names of who called her?
She did not. She just said it was multiple board members and others.
Board members?
Yes.
I have a question. Do we need to have an agenda, a vote on that to see if Chief can be our representative with her group?
Based on an agenda.
We can't do it now. It's not on the agenda.
Okay. So who talks to her if she doesn't want the board to? Just Chief?
That is what she's recommending right now until we can get the training done and get the issues resolved. That way information is being passed from one person and disseminated out from the board from there. And plus that helps with open meeting law stuff so the board's not contacting each other.
Well, Chief, I would prefer that would be part of the board's area because the board is working on the records topics right now. In fact, they're on the agenda tonight. So I would rather that she didn't go through you, but she went through the board.
And okay. That's your guys' call. Again, that is addressed in the email there. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you have any questions, Rebel?
Yes. Very fast at writing, I'm sorry. With your with the chief's report, can you? I'd like to see this divided out a little bit more. We have 28 EMS calls, and then you have a list of all the calls going down. And by looking at that, it looks like we have more than 28 calls. So could you? I want to see them to where it's not so double. Calls. I mean, when I just glance at it, 23 in district, 5 out of district, 12 transports, 1 flown out, 13 refusals. Now you look at that, and the first response to a board member or even the public would be, "Wow, this department was really busy." And then also, how many of these transports were in district and out of district? How many refusals? We had 13 refusals or PA. Can we try to keep the abbreviations limited or have some sort of a, what's that called, an asterisk with on the bottom of the page that explains what that would be, M/A, DOA. I mean, this is board meeting is for the board as well as the public, and we want to keep them as well informed of what's happening. So I'd like to see a little bit more separation out of how this is being reported.
I think that's close to the same thing that Mr. Fry is talking about. So I think maybe if we work on a different format, that will probably address that issue as well.
Okay.
I have a comment. Yeah. She doesn't want board members calling her anymore until we can have a phone conversation, all of us together. So I think that the chief ought to be the only one that communicates with her, not have two or three different people calling her to get back on track. I called her, yeah.
Oh, you placed a call to her?
I did.
Oh, well, that gives us an answer to one of the calls. It is not a chief's position or job. It's the board's job to deal with outside entities like the state. And I think I'd like to keep that.
If we can discuss that on the agenda item that under old business, I'd rather do that than discuss it in the fire chief's report. It's going away from the agenda. Let's stay on the agenda. Fire chief's report. We'll have all this discussion coming up under item number 9.
This was on the
agenda. It was on the agenda. Under communications report.
I'm sorry?
It was on the chief's report.
No, it was just the communication. What was the communication about?
We're discussing the chief's report.
Discussing who's going to be the point of contact is not under the fire chief's report. That's under old business. Discuss the public record management statute.
It was a question asked by a fellow board member, and
you should have directed
them
back to the agenda, Mr. Lance. Direct them back to the agenda, please. That's all I'm saying. Stay with the agenda.
That's enough, Mr. Vino.
He was.
No, he wasn't. Mr. Fry, he wasn't.
That's enough of that. Let's go on to, huh? You have more questions? Okay. One more question for Mr. Frye.
I just need a clarification on the insurance policy for the fire department from, and the only reason is because you did it. I assume you worked in the contract or negotiated the contract for our insurance company, or how did that go down?
It was just renewed from the same policy we've had for, I don't even know how many years.
Did you or did anybody inquire as to other companies that may want to make a proposal to the department?
No, we haven't.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, next agenda item is financial report.
Okay, as we spoke, there was, the abatements were accepted from IRS, so the total of $22,592.06 was the actual abatement amount from 2010 to 2011. And as indicated, we had the release of lien. It's been taken off from the Secretary of State and the county. And I verified that those actually have been. They did receive them, and they are in the process of being removed from the record. As far as our income, we got some wildland revenue, $12,667 for the Mistake Peak Fire and the Great Divine Fire. We had some refunds. One was for $104.42 for battery code exchanges. Then we got a reimbursement from the Arizona Department of Revenue for $25.02 from, I guess it was an overpayment back in the volunteer time, so obviously it's been sitting there a long time. And then we got a VFIS insurance refund of $58.32. That was when the vehicles were sold and they had not taken out their insurance when we did the surplus sale. Capital outlay, we did buy a new printer. I bought a printer from home. Chief took my old printer. I had to have a printer because it won't work. Due to the number of copies and everything, the work that we have is just not sufficient. We're eating up toner like crazy in all of them. We also have the under the capital outlay, which will be changed as soon as we get the grant monies in, because it was a grant expense, $6,368.45, which included, that was for the hoses. And we have that second portion, right? So there'll be another check in the amount of about $4,000.
What I talked about on the grants.
Okay.
So that money was put in there. However, it will be offset with the grant income when that comes in. We had some repairs on that SCBA repair and under our PPE structure, and gloves of $784.06. Supplies under property maintenance was foam, pipe wrap, et cetera, just for station to kind of keep it warm and have enough pipes for these. Let me get an actual one here. We also bought, there was also the exit signs that we put in, which are required by code. Those were, two of them have been put in and installed. Got the TV mount, the wiring, et cetera. That's what's under the property maintenance under the Sunset Station at this point. Under the repair and maintenance for EMS 301, there was batteries, $668.23, and another one for $39.28, which was an O-ring. We bought antifreeze, brakes, and shocks for Command 30, batteries for the E305, HDR cables for the 2006 engine 307, and international, or for the Tender 304, we bought batteries for that vehicle as well for $752.21. That was the full expense, and then up above, where the refunds would be the core exchange. Under small tools and equipment, we had to get a gurney inspection, the flow meter of $175.20, and $245.02, and a life pack power adapter. Utilities have been kind of going down with the weather, so I imagine they're going to go back up once this cold weather snaps. Medical supplies on the second page of the profit and loss, $1,530.11, tourniquets, green batteries, needles, masks, all the disposable. Fuel was $3,202.33. That was for November and December, or it's October and November. $1,000 was for the EMS billing. General expenses, There was an OSHA class refreshments of $19.50, and then there was the meal expense for the Homestead Fire. Bottle water purchase was $60.89. Janitorial expenses up to $39.35 were paper towels, vehicle wash, mops, brooms, wet floor signage, and just the, you know, stuff to clean up the place. Our final payment was paid to Phoenix Financial Group, the one that was supposed to help us with the IRS, of $675. They are now paid in full. Our VFIS insurance, we paid them last month, $28,194. Regarding the office supplies, we have a lot, and a lot of it, 90% of it is all foam and ink cartridges.
What percentage?
About 90%. It's that high. The only thing that was not toner cartridge was Post-its for $6.88. The rest were all ink cartridges and toner cartridges. In the last 2 days, I've gone through about 1,200 pieces of paper, which requires obviously toner and paper. So right now, at this point, we can only look at our toner expenses going up higher than what they already are. What else do we have? So it was 2 cases of paper, toner cartridges, and Post-its of $6.88. The rest was all toner cartridges.
Can you stop for just a minute? I'd like to ask the chairman a question. Were we supposed to accept or make an acceptance on the chief's report? Were we supposed to vote on accepting the chief's report? And I just got on this bicycle. I'm just asking a question.
I don't know if we're supposed to be voting and accepting the chief's report.
Okay.
Is that what you're referring to?
That's what I'm referring to. May I ask if Mr. Fino has? He's been on the board for 4 years. Are we supposed to or not supposed to approve the chief's report?
No.
Okay, thank you. That's all. I just wanted to make sure we weren't out of order. I'm sorry, Joe.
That's okay. Under personnel, employee health and safety, we had $2,378.92. That's the physicals that are required for all our guys. We had indicated about overtime. We had $2,454.98 in overtime for the month of November. Regarding the petty cash, the petty cash report, our balance as of November 15th was $168.61. We've had expenses too. I mailed out the IRS the final check and the is express overnight delivery, and I just took it right to the post office and paid cash because I didn't know how much it was going to be, and I wanted to make sure it got there next day. Family Dollar bought some laundry soap. We had two instances where we're buying ice. I wrote a letter to Minutemark, and they're giving us the ice at $1 a bag because we have no other way to go to get it at this point. We did have a donation, $12.01, that was in our cash box. And so the balance, like I said, at the end of the month was $168.61. So debit does profit and loss. Fire billing, we still have the mistake peak. We have the Region 23 complex fire is still outstanding. It's a federal fire, so it's going to take longer. It's for $13,000.
How long has this been outstanding?
They were billed on 9/12.
This is the federal or state?
Federal. The state one, the last one I billed on was 8/18, and we didn't receive the check until 11/16.
Repeat that?
So the last one I built to the state was on August 18th. We never got a check till November 16th. And we can anticipate a longer wait when it comes to the federal government. Okay, under janitorial expenses, which was back in the profit and loss, it was $239 for truck washes, paper towels, and mop and broom, like I indicated before. I got to put it in the spreadsheet form. And if we go to the profit and loss budget, this is a cumulative report. It's all of our expenses from July 1 when the fiscal year began until the current date of, you know, the end of the month of November. So this is not something that was all paid in 1 month. This is what's been accruing to stay within our budget. And it shows, if you look at under the first column is July through November, then what our budget amount is, and then the percentage dollars over or under budget at that point. So actually, if you take all your profit and loss statements from July 1st to November 30th, they're all going to, all those numbers will be put together to equal this. So it's just kind of redundant, just put it on one page. The balance sheet, this is the recap of the profit loss. However, there, I'm still working with the accountant. There are still entries in QuickBooks that's from 2010, from my wages and stuff that weren't categorized correctly.
Who's the accountant?
Mr. Saunders.
Okay.
He'll be getting back with me in the morning. We've been kind of going through and getting things put back the way they were supposed to, as far as categories. And we're at a perfect balance. However, the 2010 outstanding IRS debt is still showing up. They've got to do a journal entry to correct that. I don't do journal entries because of the fact is I let the accountant do it. That way, if there's a problem, it's the accountant's fault. So they work with our QuickBooks all the time. They know it. They know what it needs to be done. I don't believe. Oh, our aging summary for accounts receivable. Our current is $26,386.75. For a total of $143,311.26, which is overall due in owing for public care for the ambulance revenue. Some of this we're never going to see. It's going to be a bad debt. We have, you know, some accounts that are over 400 days old. And in addition, a lot of them are like the Medicaid. Once they pay their portion, we can't collect the rest.
I understand
that. Do that. So, do you have any questions?
Yes, I do. A couple of questions. You said a lot of things and read a lot of things from your report, and the other day I spoke to you about preparing letters and more detailed
Could
information.
Could you speak up a little bit, please?
Yes. I spoke to you the other day on the 11th and 12th, and I also spoke to you on the 13th about being much more detailed for reports, and I understand that it was a very short time that I made the request. And so a lot of this looks good or looks right. I shouldn't say the word good, looks right, but I'm still in the dark of what actually happened. You spoke of a lot of things, so this is why I asked you for more intimate detail. Right. So we're going to go there in the future. We're going to do some ledgers and breakdowns, like you, what you're purchasing and stuff. And if you're purchasing, if 90% of our office supplies and cleaning supplies, which you have categorized, is in one item, in toner, is that what you just said?
Yes.
Okay. That's extreme. You know, our budget for office and cleaning supplies is about $27.63 a day. That is a lot of money for office and cleaning supplies. If we're using that much, then we need to look into something, and I'll look into that in the future. The captain's overtime seems awful high at $1,800. Is that for one captain, or is that multiple? Three captains?
Yes.
These are the things that I would like to see broke down on the financial report so that I can make a better assessment.
Well, I can do, and I do have that, the general ledger, or the ledger which shows each day that this accrued. Because you asked for separate ledgers.
Right.
So that's what I did.
Right. We'll be, like I said, on bad weather days, you'll probably get annoyed with me because I'll be in there trying to figure out your filing system, and maybe we can tweak it so we can work together and I can be much more informed of what the department's doing. I'm not trying to get in your day-to-day operations, but I need to know what's going on.
If you look at your profit and loss sheet or your balance sheet, yeah. I can do a general ledger for each item which shows everything that was paid,
I appreciate that. I'm just making a statement for the minutes of the meeting and for the rest of the board so they know that I'm trying to do something and be more informed. In our past finances, we collected some monies from Valley Telephone and for a SSVC in the amount of $1,200. That's been put into the general fund.
What, the patronage credits?
They made a donation for our Fire Training Academy.
Yes.
Have we made any attempt to return that money, considering we are not going to use that money for a fire academy or a training center at this time?
We are not doing an academy, but we're still building props for us to train with down there, as well as El Frida Fire to train with.
And where are these being built at?
They are going to be built at Richland.
Okay. So we are going to spend that money on
on props, which was the original request for the donation, was for training props.
So you have that on a special, that's put aside on a special account, on a special ledger, so that if we spend $200 in 2x4s or whatever, we can show that comes out of that account?
It is not set up that way yet, but correct, it will be once we start using that money.
These are the things that I'm going to want to see. The other thing is we received, there was a difference in our budget from the insurance. We budgeted, or the previous board budgeted, $28,000 for insurance, and our insurance policy ran us $24,377, that's $3,623.
That's not correct. You got the one you are missing, which I did not give to you yesterday, because I don't know how that was going along. That was the general liability insurance, and then the vehicle insurance is broke down on a separate policy. It's still part of the policy, but it's a separate bill, so it was another $4,000. We did exceed the budget by a couple hundred dollars on that budget, or on that item, to the fact that the rates went up from VFIS. So
I have a copy.
Right, you do, the one I gave you, but you don't have the second one.
Do you have that with you?
I did not bring it with you, sir. It was $28,194 even. So right now we're $194 over budget.
On that policy.
At VFIS.
I need a copy of that.
Absolutely.
And I want that.
Good morning, good.
It's supposed to rain, so I'll see you tomorrow.
Okay. Oh, wait till 9, though. It doesn't get warm in that office till then.
Because this one says, the one I have here dated on 11/30/2012 says paid in full.
Right.
And did they come back and say, hey, no, you owe us more money? Is that what they said?
No, there was two statements. But when like I said, you guys were all over in there, and it was like, just give me a chance.
I'm just asking a question. So there was another statement?
Yes.
Another policy?
It's the same policy, it's just a separate, it's like the vehicles. That's all the liability, that's like our heirs, that's everything, with the exception of the vehicles. When you come in tomorrow, I can show it to you.
The policy is broke down into two categories, and it's built out in two separate categories, vehicle versus liability. The liability covers the buildings, the personnel, and whatnot.
Okay.
And the vehicles is on a separate right.
Exactly. There you go. But that's paid up until next November. It's paid in full for the year.
And that policy went in force on the 30th? 11/30/2012?
Should have been.
Yeah.
So it's just a new policy, you just got started.
It's just renewed, yeah.
Okay. And then okay. Let me see if there's anything else. There was one more item. That. Okay. You understand how incomplete this looks to me right now. I mean,
looks fine to me.
Objection. I know it looks fine.
I have ledgers.
But I do appreciate and where I'm heading, so I can understand. So, thank you very much.
Excuse me, Mr. Chairman, Mr. Fry, would it help you if you went down there and maybe spent what time you can with her so that she can show you a lot of this stuff?
Mr. Ola, I've been there 3 days this week, approximately an hour each day. I mentioned that. And because this is a financial report and this is the public, they want to hear some questions and concerns that I may have. And they have a right to know where I'm heading in this so that they know I'm actually trying to do my job here. Thank you.
I have a question. On the profit and loss budget versus actual, Jill, and I'm still trying to figure this out. Anyway, on page 2, we have tender 304, the 2007 international tender, $5,341.99. What was that repair for?
If you look back in your profit loss statements, everything will be accumulated on there. This isn't detailed enough. I would have to go back and look at the profit loss statements myself. If you want to give me a few minutes, I can find it.
$4,500 of it was the repair on the block.
That's what I was thinking. And if that money, if I remember, came out of the reserve account, so now... So it needs to be offset from the $10,000 that we have budgeted for repairs. I mean, that's going to take a big chunk out of vehicle repairs if we don't have that...
That is correct.
Issue corrected.
We were actually just talking about that a couple of weeks ago, and we just haven't gotten to it yet.
And then, on the same report, page 3, down there, 3/4 of the way down, total equipment communication.
Are you looking at the tower expenses again?
No, I am looking at, I think it's fire prevention. If you go all the way across.
Yes, $1,280.16.
No, Jill.
Is it fire prevention expense?
On the first column, it has $1,280.16. The next column budget is $2,500. The third column over shows negative $1,219.84. And right below it shows the exact same number. Shouldn't that number above it be the negative $2,500?
No, we budgeted $2,500. We spent $1,280, leaves a balance over under budget of $1,219.84.
But that's not going with the rest of your format of the profit and loss. And it's the same with the next column down.
I don't understand what you're saying.
Yeah. You're budgeted, if you look at the column right above it for your equipment communications, you have budgeted $6,000.
In the column
over, just a minute. On the budgeted, you have $6,000.
Right.
The next column over to the right has negative $6,000, meaning that's how much we have to spend, correct?
Under equipment communication, other, yes.
So you have you have budgeted $6,000, but then where is this negative $6,000?
Well, if you look at the equipment communication other, we have spent zero, it was budgeted $6,000. At the portion, though, when we look at it, and it does look like there may be some issue here, when we get the paging, the tower expenses, and everything comes to a total of $4,744.41.
Right, which leaves a balance of $1,255.59 left to spend. Right above that, you have negative $6,000 showing what was originally budgeted in that account to be able to spend.
That I'll have to speak with John about tomorrow. He's been helping us get this QuickBooks mess cleaned up as far as...
So what all I'm saying is your format has changed the next two items down from what you had going.
Well, there's been changes with John. When we find out that there's a glitch or something, when things are dumping into account they shouldn't be into because of some of the things that happened in 2010 and 11, where they were not categorized correctly, we have been tweaking it. So that one, there are still some issues. I indicated that earlier. That I will check with him in the morning. He's supposed to call me back.
Thank you.
Welcome.
I want to go back. I have another question. I have another question. Please, Joe, unless someone else has a question.
So go ahead.
Station 1. Find it. There's several pages here. Oh, I'll find it here in a second. Give me a minute here. That was November, Station 1. Can't find it. I mean that you had $1,100 and some dollars for expense on Station 1 for November. No, wait a minute, go back on one page. $1,166.27. What was that for?
$576 was paid to Mr. Heine for the ceiling tiles. R&R Electric was $33.87 for the trim for the can lights, the wiring, he wired the television box, TV mount. All the materials we received from R&R Electric are at cost.
Okay.
All the labor's been provided free. We had trim, paint, molding.
Okay.
Flagpole. That's for the cable. $6.40. And the Wells Fargo, there was $44 for the cable.
Okay.
to restock exit signs because it's not really an office expense.
Okay.
It was $160.62. And then we had purchased from R&R Electric an additional exit sign, or two of them actually, for $48.13.
And I have one more question. PPE for $784.06, what was that for?
Structural gloves.
Yep, gloves and...
Structural firefighting gloves.
There was two things under that. It was under the SCBA repair and the gloves.
How many pair of gloves?
I don't recall. I want to say it's either 15 or 20. I can't recall.
And how much are they a piece?
Roughly 65 or 70 for the gloves we have. They're specialized gloves.
I understand. And were some helmets purchased also?
Correct.
How many helmets were purchased?
Four helmets were purchased.
At how much?
Those helmets were, I'd have to look at the bill. I think they were $132 apiece.
What was the matter with the old ones?
Out of date. When stuff becomes out of compliance, you have to purchase new equipment.
I understand that. Do you have a... I'll inquire on that statute. Thanks so much. Okay, thank you. Okay, any more questions? Okay, financial reports are complete. Now we'll return to old business.
I'd like to make a motion under old business that we table this agenda item number 9A, the total item, until we have a discussion with Ms. Gray from the State Records Office as she requested.
Okay, we have a second on that motion?
I'll second that.
Okay, all in favor, raise your right hand. All against, raise your right hand. Motion has failed.
I'd like to make a comment that I really think it's important so that no board member is liable for any incorrect decision, that we comply with the state records management information.
Mr. Fino?
I'm not done
would
yet.
Would you like to have your discussion or your discourse, whatever you want to say, put you on your 3 minutes? And
no, I'm sorry. I'm not a member of the public. I have more than 3 minutes.
No, sir. Not according to your bylaws you signed.
If you feel you can, you are the chairperson. You're not the dictator of the board. I will remind you one more time. I'm a board member. If I feel I want to talk for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, or 15 minutes, I have every right to do so. If you take away that right, you are violating an open meeting law.
Mr. Pino?
Now, let me continue.
You signed a bylaws that stated 3 minutes on the board meeting.
Mr. Chairman, you're still interrupting. I still have the floor.
Mr. Pino, I have not given you the floor.
Yes, I have the floor. I made the statement. I took the floor. I am making the statement that I...
You took the floor. You were not given the
point
floor.
Point of order. Point of order.
Point of order.
What is your point?
Mr. Fino was speaking of discussing public records, maintenance, and management, and he made a statement that he thought we should wait or whatever before we voted, to speak to Ms. Gray, before we voted. He made a motion, it was seconded, it did not carry. I feel that A is finished, and we move on to A-1, discuss and vote on public records online for public access. Mr. Fino needs to curtail his comments to the next item, not try to hash A again. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
I have a point.
Yes.
Aren't you supposed to say this? Is the Secretary and Treasurer supposed to talk for you? I mean, I ask a question and somebody else will answer it. So, aren't you the chairperson that talks? instead of your two officers?
Yes, and other board members not supposed to talk either unless they're recognized by the chair. On the bylaws that were created in the previous administration, the bylaws specify 3 minutes for call to the public and for a discussion on the board when they are recognized by the chair.
I'd like to see that in writing.
We got that, Mr. Fino.
Thank you. I'll take that tomorrow.
You can have it right now, I believe.
He has it.
You got one. Okay. You read the bylaws there, Mr. Fino?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Let's see. Okay, discuss public records management statute, ARS 41151.14. Discuss and vote on public records online for public access. The point of this is they are public records. You walk into the fire department and you want a copy of something, you pay for it, and you walk out. If it's online, all you got to do is go there on your internet, click on it, and you can print it right there. It don't cost you a nickel, don't cost no gas, and a lot less time consuming.
I have a question.
Not yet, Mr. Fino.
And why not?
Because the chair has not recognized you, sir. I'm not done speaking yet. Okay, right now, as an example, we have the 2012 minutes, the agendas, the 2011 and 2012 audits posted on the website. So it's free access to the public. If you have an interest, you go there, you click on it, and you got it. Some of these documents that you go to get may be pretty expensive at 25 cents a sheet because some of them have over 100 pages in the total document. Okay. Profit and loss statements could be up there. And balance sheets. It's a whole bunch of public documents that we have free access right there on your computer. So that is the purpose of voting on getting the records online. Okay, let's see. Do you have a motion to vote on item 1, A1?
We haven't finished discussing, Chairperson. I'm sorry. We're still in the discussion mode. I asked to be recognized by the chair.
You voted against it.
No, I'm sorry. I asked. We're on a discussion vote on public records online for public access.
Okay, you make a comment, Mr. Fino. You have 3 minutes.
I'd like to point out for my 3 minutes, part of my 3 minutes, Chair, Mr. Lance, that you went over your 3 minutes also. Please keep your 3 minutes.
The chair doesn't have 3 minutes.
Yes, it does.
Anyhow, your minutes is quite
concerned.
I know.
I have plenty of time. Do we know what items that we can put on public access? Has the State Records Office given any information?
No, this isn't a debate, sir. You just make comments.
I'm asking a question. Has the State Record notified anybody of the board of what can be put on public access?
Can I add to that question?
No, ma'am. You can have your turn.
Okie dokie.
So nobody in the board has talked to the State Records Division? Wow. Boy, as a board, you're very remiss in your ability as board members to take advantage of all this information that the State Board has asked. Ms. Gray is is from that office. She wanted to relay to the board to stay calm. There are no real issues here, and we will deal with things as they come up. She confirmed that we have been filing our annual reports as required per statute and wanted to assure the board that everything is good. She suggests, however, that all items concerning record management be tabled until after this meeting and training section. I feel who else but the state has more information than we do to get information from before we make decisions that'll be just be repealed or turned down. I see the board has no other comments on this. Ms. Roll?
No comment.
Okay. That's all I have to say.
Any other comments on the...
I can make a comment. I think this is a good idea. It's public record. It's available to the public. Anyway, I have no problem with it. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
I do have one comment. Do we have limitations where we can't go with these records? Any do's and don'ts? Do we have a list of that or...
It's all in our
Mr. Fry, you cannot whisper to the board. You answered.
I'm talking
to you. No, you answered to the chairperson. Don't answer. This is a public meeting.
Point
everything
of order.
We comment,
point,
everything
point
we comment.
Point of order,
no,
Mr.
it's not a point of order.
You
you're violating open
recognized.
Meeting laws, Mr. Fry. Mr. Chairman, you are part of this
Mr. Fry,
open meeting.
Out of order.
My name is not Mr. Fry.
Mr.
Will you please get my name correct? I'm right
I hope
here.
So. Mr. Fino. You're out of order.
No, I'm not. You are. You are violating open meeting laws by whispering to each other. It's right here.
Are you done? Okay. Ms. Rowe, do you have a comment?
I said what I wanted to say. Thanks.
Mr. Jones, do you have a comment?
Well, the... Public records management is defined in our AFTA book under Chapter 11, Records Management. It does state an ARS statute and what we should do as an organization. We are let me try to find the right part where here. We do have to comply with this. We are section... We are the what is it the that Mr. Fino was concerned about with public records. I'm trying to think of the 48 or statute that we have to follow. I'm sorry. I have in here. I just need to find it again. Yes, the ARS Title 48805. We do have to comply with that, and I feel that we need to move forward with this and comply.
Okay, are you finished, Mr.
Yes.
Jones? Any more comments on this agenda item, Mr. Fry?
I just like to clarify, I was not whispering to anyone. I speak to myself an awful lot to control what I want to do and not want to do. If you took it the wrong way, Mr. Fino, my apologies to you, just for the record. Thank you very much. Okay.
Any more discussion? We have a motion?
I make a motion we accept item A1 and put our public records online.
We have a second?
I will second that motion.
Okay. All in favor, raise your hand. We have 3 in favor. Any against? 2 against. Okay, the motion passed with 3 yes and 2 no. Next agenda item is A2, a need for public records update regarding A. Okay, we're going to take each one of these separate. So on A2, a need for public records update. Any discussion on that?
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
Our public records, as you had mentioned at the last meeting, are lacking. We do not have the full amount of signed documents. How is time going?
Let's start you over. Okay.
So our public records, we need to get these updated, like you were talking about, with the agreements that we have, our bylaws and SOPs, SOGs that are supposed to be signed. We need to make sure those are updated and current. Mm-hmm. I feel that we need to look into this and get this taken care of as soon as possible also.
Any other comment?
Comment?
Yes.
The chief, we ran through these records last year, wasn't it? And brought a lot of these up to date?
They were approved, but I believe what Mr. Lance is referring to is documents that were actually signed as they were approved.
So we approved them, but they weren't signed?
Correct.
So what do we need? Signatures?
I don't know that the statute actually requires signatures since there's a approval in a board meeting, but I don't know that for sure.
Anything else, Ms. Rowe?
No.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay. I'll put me on a timer, too. Hold on here. There. Okay, one of the things we have been doing has been going through records and tracing where the records came from, their changes and things over time. And one of the things we have come across is the approval stamp on one specific record is stamped approved. They have a date on it, and this is a board function, and there was no board meeting on that date. So there are other things that we've got to look into. There are documents that we go up and we get a copy of a document, and it's not all there. We need to get our records in order. And I really support the need for this statute or this agenda item. Okay, any motions?
I have a question. So yeah. Who do you want? Do you want to unclip?
Oh, well, I don't. I trust you. Go ahead.
So who do you want to go through these records and bring them up to?
Well, that's another item further down the list.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Okay, we have any motions?
I'll make a motion. We accept A2, discuss and vote, or public records update. I make a motion, we accept that.
You have a second?
I'll second.
Okay. Mr. Jones, second. Okay, all in favor, raise your hand. Okay, 3 in favor. All opposed? 2 opposed. Okay, on to item, well,
A3.
Is that what we did, A3?
No, we just did
A2.
We did A2? Well, we're doing A3 then.
We'll do A3 now.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I thought we'd do. Okay. I'll get used to this yet. Maybe. Okay, on to item A3, on board support position for public records management.
I have a comment.
Yes. Wait.
understand this is just a position, that they were voting to open up a position for the board, that we're going to make a position available to so that we can utilize outside resources, or lack of a word. We're just going to make a position. I have the floor. Make a position available to assist the board. I understand that that's what this position is for. Just make a position for an individual to assist the board. Is that correct? Yeah. Thank you.
Comment?
Yes, Ms. Rowe.
This is has to do with the public records in the firehouse, and this goes back to the call to Ms. Gray, and she said, we don't need this position filled until 2014 to have any kind of a public record management person.
Okay.
2014. Okay.
Mr. Jones, you have a comment?
I still have my I'm lost still trying to write down my notes.
Well, I'll make a comment. This is not specifically for a records person. This is a board support position. This position is an assistant to the board, so if there's items and things that come up that need research, that maybe it might even be too much for the board support position. That person will follow the directions of the board, and if it requires that they get somebody from the community to assist, now, forget about the records thing. This doesn't apply just to the records. There are different items that the board needs done, but the board can't go out in the field and do the tasks that are required. A board support position will be our lead person to go out and investigate something else. Say it's how many fire hydrants need paint job. Oh, well, the board ain't going to go out and do that. So it's an assistant to the board. It's not strictly for records.
Question.
Yes.
This is the jobs board. We don't hire people. The chief hires people. He's the only one. The board does not hire anybody. And is this a paying job? Is this working?
It is not determined. This is just creating the position.
I'd like to be recognized by the board.
Yes, Mr. Pino.
Under Arizona Revised Statutes, it states here, that under the Arizona Statute 41-151.14, that the records management officer is a person designated by the head of the agency and is to be a member of the agency who has access to the records already. And that's part of the statute, Arizona Revised Statute. So we have to, I hope you're heading in that direction, that the head of the agency can be interpreted probably by different people for different things. I think one of the interpretations is the head of the agency is our fire chief.
No.
Yes.
No, that's an interpretation I'm talking about. So if we're not sure who the head of the agency is, I think we should contact the director of records to define the head of the agency, and is to be a member of the agency who has access to the records already. That can also be interpreted differently also. So we have a couple of different interpretations already by the board, I can see, for this Arizona Revised Statute. So I feel right now that this one interpretation is the head of the agency can be the chief, but it's the member of the agency, the member is one of us, the board. And I suggest you contact Ms. Gray to interpret that.
You finished, Mr. Pino?
Yes, thank you.
Okay. Any more discussion? Is there a motion?
I'm going to make a motion that we create a position, support position, to for public records management to assist the board.
Do we have a second?
I will second that motion.
Okay, all in favor, raise your hand. Three in favor, all opposed? Two opposed? On item A4, on filling the board support position, I think we will discuss this, but there isn't a specific person tonight to put in there. But I think we should possibly discuss the requirements of all the different type of knowledge that a person's going to have. Is there any discussion on that? Yes, Ms.
Ms. Gray wanted to talk to the board. I think we ought to wait till we can talk to her before we make this final decision.
Yeah, we weren't going to fill a position right now.
And we ought to wait and talk to Ms. Gray until we discuss their duties, to even see if there is a need for one.
Well,
what she said, 2014.
Okay.
Take me off the timer.
The one thing that is misleading on this board support position, we were creating that position because of our specific need at this moment, but that position would not be strictly for that task. It would be for multiple tasks.
So it's going to be an ongoing position?
A position that will be good for different functions.
Is it going to be a paid position?
That we're not sure yet.
We cannot hire someone.
We haven't.
Point of order.
Yes.
You are carrying on a conversation.
Yes, you're right. Okay.
Chairman, I have to make a motion.
Recognize Mr. Avino.
I'd like to make a motion to table this particular item, A4, under old business, agenda item number 9, discuss and vote on filling board support positions until the next special meeting or the next regular meeting.
Second.
I second that.
Okay, all in favor of postponing this decision till later? Three. All opposed? The ayes have it. It will be postponed till later. Okay, item number 10, new business. Discuss the latest audit per Ms. Candy Rowe. Ms. Rowe, would you like to expand on that item?
Yes, I asked to discuss it at the meeting, and you went ahead and made an appointment with the auditors for next month. Was that it? Which is fine with me.
Ma'am, what I did is I made a reservation. The board will vote on whether we go through with this.
Okay. Well, that's what we discussed.
Okay. I will comment on that, Ms. Rowe had an interest on getting the audit explained. I agreed with her. There's audits are way the heck over my head. I mean, so anyway, I have a phrase, some things are meant to be. So Ms. Rowe called me up and requested it. So I got a hold of the auditor. And it just so happens he's going to be in Elfrida the 3rd and 4th of January, and I'll be driving by Sunsites at about 5:30. They're staying over in Wilcox. And he said January 3rd would be the best date, and we have a board meeting scheduled for that date, and we'll get him at half the cost because he's doing two jobs. So,
you know what the cost would be, Mr. Chairman?
Not yet, no.
I'd like to make a motion that we go ahead with an auditor presentation to answer questions pertaining to the 2011-2012 audit on January 3rd, 2013.
Second.
Okay, the motion has been seconded. All in favor, raise your hand. That was a unanimous vote. How about that? Okay, so I will pursue this and find out approximately what the charges will be.
You want a point of order?
Yes.
Just for the record, I don't know if the board realized that they actually combined item A and B together on that motion and second.
No, item A was only discussed.
We just voted that we were going to discuss the audit on January 3rd, and we said yes, that we were going to do that. Am I mistaken?
You are mistaken. He answered my question.
You're correct.
And I spoke, and then we went on to B.
Mr. Fry is correct because we did not actually say I was working on item 10B, just 10A. I never changed the answer. Yes, Mr. Rebel?
Yes, well, you just didn't move forward to the next item.
Right.
Mr. Fry, would you like me to restate my motion for item B, or?
Mr. Fino, that is old business. It's been accepted and voted on.
Okay, I just want to make sure Mr. Fry was happy with that vote.
Okay, going on to item 10C, discuss and vote. The board has an interest in using the fire station down in Richland, therefore, you know, for board meetings. Therefore, we want a bulletin board for that fire station to put the agendas and the minutes and things like that on it. So I looked up the purchase of an outdoor bulletin board. The specs are on the agenda under 10C. So if anybody has any comments to make, Mr. Fino?
I'd like to make a motion that we purchase an outdoor bulletin board for the Richland Fire Station for the cost not to exceed, say, $225 if there are taxes and shipping and so on that might be included. That's the end of my motion.
Question. I think the other board members should have a chance to comment on it before we do a motion.
No comment.
No. Okay. Well, discussion always comes after a motion and a second before a vote, so there's always time for that.
Mr. Rebel, you have a comment?
I would just like to have the motion not have a cap on the shipping. I do not know what the shipping will be, but I am sure it's not going to be the post office will not be taking advantage of us, but I just don't want to put a cap on the shipping part of it.
Correct.
I agree with you, Mr. Jones. I'd like to restate my motion. I'd like to make a motion to purchase an outdoor bulletin board as the specs show for the Richland Fire Station for $191.92 plus the shipping.
Mr. Fry has not had a chance to comment yet.
Where did you inquire as to where this bulletin board is? Is it local? Is it out of town?
The company?
Yes.
It's internet. We went out searching all over for something that was suitable, and
It's not an item that's in Tucson or someplace like that?
There may be, but we were looking for one that would carry 6 sheets of paper, okay, weatherproof, no glass.
Where's the item coming from that you looked at right here? Where's it being shipped from?
I'm not sure.
It's not Tucson or Phoenix?
No.
Okay, that's all I had. You don't need to look it up. Thank you.
Okay, I think everyone has spoken. Are there any motions?
Mr. Fino does have a motion on the floor to purchase the bulletin board as a spec show for $191.92, I believe, plus shipping. And I would like to second that motion.
Okay, now, what about tax? He had plus shipping. You say plus shipping, Mr. Fino?
Yes, if taxes weren't included, then I would revise my statement to $191.92 plus taxes and shipping.
Okay, any second on that motion?
I will second.
Okay, all in favor? Ms. Rowe, you voting in favor?
No.
Okay, so we have four yes. And all against? And one against. And motion carries. Okay, the final item on the agenda is a call to the public. Are there any citizens in the audience wants to speak to the board? Okay, one come forward.
I'm Ellen Buxton. I'm from Sunsites here. I've been going over all this stuff that has been delivered to the public, and I have a question on repairs to the firehouse vehicles. One of your vehicles seems to go in every month to the tune of, and I got to find my paper here, quite a bit of money. In fact, I think you've spent over $6,000 in repairs on two vehicles in the last 2 months. And I'd like someone to look into this because they're the same two vehicles. It just seems a kind of overkill for vehicles. I appreciate this meeting this time. I was at the first one, which is a fiasco. I appreciate the civility. The public's very interested in this fire board and this fire district, which represents this community, and I'd like to continue to see it go. Thank you.
Can I get a clarification?
Thank you.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
I just want to get a clarification from the comment on which vehicles you had in question?
All right, I got it. Okay.
Thank you.
The International, E305, 1992. And the International Tender, T304, 2007. Now, they've been on both reports, both October and November.
The second one was E07?
T304, the 2007 International Tender, E305, the 1992 International.
Okay.
I added them up, and those two vehicles, the International Tender for 2 months was over $2,000. And the other International was almost $1,000. And that wasn't the other repairs to the other vehicles. And that's just 2 months, so. That just seems like an awful high repair bill on two vehicles for 2 months.
Okay, thank you.
Any other citizens want to speak? Okay, so. I think it's 7:43 back there. If you have a watch. 7:45. This meeting is adjourned.
Consider your bylaws and have an executive committee of your office.
Say what is it?
you might want to consider an executive committee made up of your $3.
Mm-hmm.
You are one just mean nasty.
Oh, yeah. I'm telling you. Yeah. We got a lot to learn. We've got bylaws. And they were dated back then. But Gino don't know them just like you don't know what's in an after book.
Yeah,
he's been going to school for 4 years.
And that's for, that 3 minutes is in there. There's no question about it.
Yeah.
But it says everyone gets a chance to speak. That's what it says. But I would think
the word
for this new position you're talking about, it could be assigned to the executive committee to have.
Yeah. Well, I've been reading about committees. Man, they're just like boards. You got to keep all your minutes and everything just like a board.
Yeah. And that bullshit on the meeting law, he's talking about
he
all
he talks through his head all the time.
But anyhow,
just like he said.
I can't get that executive committee working with the fire chief on these policies.
Vito says they don't apply to us. We got that after book.
Yeah.
This book here.
Yeah.
Chapter 11, 33 pages are just about
even though,
records.
She says it might not have to be done until 2014.
That's why I said if you had to get the records, which you could.